Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Welcome to this new episode, which is again a solo episode after I have interviewed 4 successful women from Helsinki during the last episodes to hear how have they built up their successful businesses in Helsinki or in Finland and have found a successful career here. This episode is also the last episode for this year, and I really hope that you are enjoying your pre-Christmas time, that you look forward to Christmas with your family and your friends, and also that you look forward to the new year. So if you think about Christmas, it's usually that there are a lot of to-dos, at least this is how I always feel it, and maybe it's the same for you, that you have a long to-do list, whether it is baking cookies, decorating your flat, buying presents, planning time with your family, and of course that can also result a little bit in stress during this time. And maybe you even write a to-do list for this, or at least I am doing that because I always noticed I find it at least quite satisfying to ticking the boxes what I have reached so far. And in 2 weeks, it's New Year's Eve, right? So it's the new year that is coming, and maybe you're also thinking what kind of targets you can set for yourself for 2023. But the pre-Christmas time, or also the Christmas time, it should also be the time where we calm down, where we take a break, and where we breathe through. And we have these darkest days of the year now, I mean, especially here in Finland. So this is really the time where you can have some really cozy moments at home, where you can allow yourself that it gets silent around you, that it gets quiet around you, just as it is in nature, which is now covered under snow, and nature is getting more silent because of that. And it's a time that you can really use to reflect. So not just writing to-do lists, what you will do in the future, but also, and maybe you have never thought about that, writing a done list or a list of successes that you have achieved. And in my previous episodes, I mean, I have interviewed these 4 successful women, and in these interviews we have looked back on their great journeys, and they have shared their stories, how they came to Finland, how they had the idea to start a business or to work in a certain business field, and how they have built that up. And now looking back on all that, what they have reached over years, it is so nice to reflect on that, but because it really makes you aware, hey, what have you already reached in your life? So it's not just about looking forward and saying, hey, what's the next to-do that I have on my list? What's the next task coming? But really looking back on what you have already reached. And this is so important because usually during our everyday life, we run around every day. We want to move forward. We have next tasks to come. And so rarely we look back on what we have achieved. And even more rarely, I would say, we allow ourselves to be really proud of that. But there are so many parts in our lives where we grow and where we make improvements and where we achieve something. That can be, of course, our jobs. That can be something in sports or something artistic. That can be anything in our private life or regarding our health or our money or our home. And sometimes somebody else rewards us for that. So at work, we might get positive feedback from a colleague or from our boss, or we get a bonus for what we have achieved, or even a promotion. Or in sports or in arts, we won a prize. Or in our private life, we might get some appreciating or valuing words from our family and friends. But the most important thing is that we are able to value ourselves, that we are able to celebrate ourselves on what we have achieved in our lives. So think about what you have achieved this year. What is it that you're proud of? So take some time for yourself now during these last days of the year to reflect for yourself what has happened this year and what you have reached. So you can go through the several months of this year, January, February, March, April, May, and so on. You can really look into your calendar of this year, go through the several weeks and look, yeah, what has actually happened? Because it's so easily that we forget about these things. If there was a great event in March this year, or if there was an important weekend, let's say in July, or something great has happened in September. It's so easy to forget about that when we are just about searching how we can fulfill our to-do lists and running forward and looking or considering what will come the next year. So what has happened for you this year? What are the things and the successes that you have achieved? And feel free to write that down. Really make that done list or that success list for you. And that can be all kinds of things. That can be big things. That can be an education that you have completed. Like for myself, for example, I have completed my NLP education in May this year. And this is something I'm really, really proud of. But this can also be very small things. It can just be a reflection about your own behavior that you noticed, hey, this year I have been able to change a limiting belief or a limiting dogma that I had in myself. I see the world now with a little bit different eyes. And that has really a positive impact on my life. So this is really something to be proud of as well. And this is a success as well. And it can be other small things. I remember like last year I've written on my success list, yeah, I have deinstalled Tinder on my phone because I was just so tired of this shallow dating that finally at the end of the year I thought, no, I know, stop with that. And when I done that step, I felt quite proud of. So yes, also this has made it to my to-do list. So everything that comes to your mind and what you are proud of can be on that list. Anything where you have made progress. It's a little bit like if you would imagine if you climb a mountain. So you go this long way, you always go up, up, up. But at a certain point in time, you take a minute, you take a pause, you look back, you look the way you have already come up. And when you have reached the top of the mountain, you look down the valley and you notice and you realize where have you come from and you have made it all the way up to that mountain. And if you even have the feeling that you're not satisfied with what you have reached so far this year or that you have not reached what you had actually in mind this year, like if you have had a target and you were not able to reach that completely. Also, take into account that you still have made a progress. If you imagine the picture of stairs, if you have 10 stairs and you give each stairs the number from 1 to 10, so 1 is at the bottom, 10 is at the top, and the 10 is where you would like to be. If you would say for the moment you are at stair 3 and it's still such a long way until the stair 10, Yes, that's all right. But the question you have to ask yourself is not how can you or will you ever be able to reach the stair 10. The question is, what do you have to do to reach the stair 4, maybe next year? But also, get conscious that you are already at the stair 3. And you can turn around and look behind you, that behind you there is the stair 2 and the stair 1, and you are already better than that. So appreciate it also for yourself. Pat yourself at the back and allow yourself to celebrate yourself and be proud of yourself. So that's also the secret to accept compliments from other people. Because it happens so often to us that another person says to us, oh, you have done that very well, and or you are so talented in doing this or that. And we are always like, it's actually nothing special. And yeah, it's nothing that you have to appreciate. We have such a big tendency to reject compliments in such a way. Because we are not allowing ourselves to be proud of exactly that. But if you have the awareness for yourself, if you really notice for yourself what you have achieved so far, then it's also easier to accept a compliment that you get from someone else. You can just believe it and accept it. You can say thank you with a smile and without arguing like, hey, no, it's actually not that special. So that would be my little advice for you, what to do now during the last 2 weeks of this year, that you take some time, that you go through the several months of this year and you list down your achievements in a written form, because this is something really nice, because there you have a haptic list that you could look at, that you can also keep for yourself. And whenever you have, also next year, whenever you have some, let's say, dark moments or moments where you don't feel motivated or where you have the feeling you're not able to make something right or you're not progressing with the targets that you have set for yourself, then look at that list. Look at what you were able to achieve already in your life. And I'm really sure that also gives you the confidence, whatever you set for yourself as a new target for the new year, you will get the confidence out of that to work on your targets, to progress, and to believe in yourself that you are able to reach that. So with this, I really wish you a very joyful Christmas time. Here in Finland or wherever you are to celebrate Christmas with your family, with your friends and your loved ones. I will be back with a podcast episode next year on the 14th of January. And until then, I wish you all the best and have a good start into the new year 2023. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations, and I would be really happy to connect with you via my website michaela-kettner.coach or via social media to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and also what your current challenges are, how you want to become more visible. You can find me on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi and also on LinkedIn. And no worries, if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I wish you a nice rest of the day, get visible, and stay tuned. Bye bye.